Welcome back, Noodle Squad. I am your host, Noel Mulkey, and you are listening to Noodle On with Noel, the podcast where we share stories, insights, and noodle on about the big and small moments in life. And I'm your host. And I wanted to say welcome back. And we're almost done with January. Thank God. This has been a horrible month for a lot of reasons. And one of the reasons is I still can't run. I'm checking in from you or with you from my little studio. But if for people who aren't actually watching and are just listening, because I do have a YouTube channel with this podcast, I'm wearing a hat today. And the reason that's significant is because I keep posting clips on all my socials of this podcast to get it out there. And I find it funny that, I have to make sure I know if it's a different episode. So I have to wear something different every time. And today I wanted to wear a hat and I actually have to wear my headphones over the hat. So I don't know. I don't feel like a hat person at all. You know that meme where it's like, don't be suspicious because people know that you don't wear hats. I feel like that. Like people know I don't wear hats. Although I do like a hat from time to time. Someone even said I'm getting a bigger bald spot than someone pointed out on my socials that I have a bald spot coming in. Which I'm not a super big fan of. Who is? So I'm using my dad's Rogaine to see if it can fill out my hair a little bit more. We're not going to talk about that anymore. Let's move on from that. That was a horrible start to this. What a bad subject, a start to this. So I think where we left off last time was I taste blood. Oh, am I bleeding? Nope. I taste blood though. Okay. I might have to cut that out because I know people hate the lip smacking sounds. Where was I? Oh, right. I think what we left off last time was I was pissed because TikTok was getting banned in the US. I guess it's back for now. I don't know how long. It was down for less than like 24 hours. In the meantime, I got some dumb bitches in my DMs. One person who I know of in the triathlon community who runs the podcast Pro Tri News. It's a separate podcast in the triathlon community who is, if you've ever listened to it, it's painfully boring. It's like listening to paint dry. But no, it is extremely boring. And if you like are a diehard triathlon nerd, is the only reason you might find it interesting. But anyways, the owner of it, the starter of it, DMs me some dumb shit. He says, Daddy Trump bought your app back. Excuse me? Daddy Trump brought my app back? My app? It was 170 million users on that app. Douchebag. And also, not only that, I replied. I said, it was an example I saw somewhere. Guy who starts the fire in the house and then runs out of the house and then comes back to help put the fire out. And we're supposed to be thanking that person who started the fire. He was the reason the app was going to get banned in the first place. And so I have a lot of DMs that are awful, but something about that one man, he knew it, pissed me off because like, I don't understand how you can be so, how are you so ignorant? How are you so blinded? Like, and then he sent the stupid meme, the stupid GIF, the stupid GIF of the triggered. I'm like, are you actually like as cliche? Can you be any more of a cliche incel, bootlicking incel? No, he really couldn't. He couldn't be. And I just wanted to point out that if you send some dumb shit in my DMs, I'll just post it. I don't give a fuck, so don't do that, because that was apparently pretty surprising to a lot of people who listened, who follow both of us. They're like, oh, I'm surprised by that. Yeah, you'd be surprised by a lot of shit. I didn't really want to bring that up on the podcast, but since we're talking about TikTok, why not? And this is my podcast, so I can talk about whatever I want. But yeah, that really pissed me off. And who, what type of grown man calls him Daddy Trump? Anyways, don't do that ever again. Because, so yeah, I guess we have TikTok back in the meantime for a little bit. But I just want people to be aware of, if you are supporting that podcast, that is what you're supporting. And people should be aware of it, because I got a lot of texts after I went public with that, of people being surprised. I'm like, you should not be surprised. Okay, moving on. One of my biggest challenges also was, I need to stop saying I say a lot. But today we have a fun episode, sort of. I'm going to be reading, I'm going to be reading to you guys the top 10 worst fast food desserts on the planet, according to dietitians. And this is not like everyone knows, like this is not some, these aren't like healthy, like items that are disguised as being healthy, but are actually bad for you. Like, this is common knowledge. This is all really bad for you. Like, this isn't groundbreaking. This is all really bad for you in terms of like carbs, sugar, saturated fats, processed stuff. So, there's a hair on the mic. So it's not like, I'm not trying to like expose the industry. I'm not like picking out a smoothie and saying, well, this is actually really bad for you. No, this is like all common knowledge. This is all really bad for you. It's very obvious. It's not groundbreaking. It's not a discovery. I'm not exposing anything. I'm just reading to you some of the worst fast food desserts on the planet. 10 of them, which is funny because all these look really good. Like, all these look really good. I would definitely have all of them or try them at least once. But now that I'm kind of into counting calories and stuff, and I know about stuff now. This is actually pretty fun for me to read, and I wanted to share some with you. Okay, yeah, that's my podcast topic today. We might do some other stuff, but that's what we're going to start with. Okay, and let's get this going. Okay. The top 10 worst fast food desserts on the planet, according to dietitians. Burger King chocolate Oreo shake, right here. Okay, if you're heading to Burger King and want to skip their chocolate Oreo shake, this has 674 calories, 91 grams of sugar, and this Oreo cookie shake is more than a dessert. It is more, it's likely more calories than what a meal should be for most people. So, yeah, it's the Burger King chocolate Oreo shake. It has, just to give you an idea, 91 grams of sugar is a little more than one third of a cup, which is way more than what you should have, she adds. In fact, the American Heart Association recommends a max of 9 teaspoons of sugar for men and 6 teaspoons of sugar for women. Pretty funny, because a teaspoon is in fact way different than a tablespoon, like way different. Cause I have a little thing. Okay. So anyways, number nine, White Castle fudge dipped brownie on a stick. Ooh, that's on a stick. This one's not that bad. It's only 240 calories, 12 grams of fat, 7 grams of saturated fat, 90 milligrams of sodium, 34 grams of carbs, and 2 grams of protein. And it even has 1 gram of fiber. That doesn't sound that bad. Is it just me or does that sound bad? It's easy to see the hype surrounding this rich chocolate brownie that you can take on the go, but the amount of sugar is already getting close to your daily recommended limit. With 240 calories and 26 grams of sugar, 40% of the total calories of this fudge-dipped brownie on a stick dessert comes from sugar. While lower in calories, it is only 240, I think one of my Clif bars is 240. It also has 12 grams of fat, which is 45% of the total calories and means that 85% of this dessert's calories come from sugar and fat. So I guess it's just a big block of sugar and fat. Okay, this one's a popular one. So far, I've tried zero of these. I do want to see, I haven't even looked at this list, by the way, guys. So I have not listened. We're going over this together because I haven't looked at it. So far, I haven't tried any of these. Okay, number three, Dairy Queen Brownie Dough Blizzard. Oh my God. Oh, per large blizzard, 1400 calories, 65 grams of fat, 32 grams saturated fat, 610. How does this not kill you? 610 milligrams of sodium, 193 grams of carbs, 4 grams of fiber, 150 grams sugar, and 27 grams of protein. Of course, you'll want to order one of these famous blizzards if you stop at Dairy Queen, but it may be helpful to note that this dessert is packed full with more saturated fat and sugar than is recommended to eat in one day. Made with brownie dough, chocolate chunks, and cocoa fudge blended with the world-famous soft-serve-to-blizzard treat ice cream, this dessert packs 1,400 calories, 150 grams of sugar, and 32 grams of saturated fat. Yikes! That is... You guys, that is really bad. I would definitely love to, considering the general daily value calorie recommendation is 200, or sorry. Oh, yeah. Well, the general daily value of caloric intake for people is less than 2,000 calories a day. This dessert is 70% of the total calories you should eat in a day. Additionally, the AHA recommends somewhere around 13 grams of saturated fat per day. That means this dessert is almost three times the limit of saturated fat that you should be getting daily. So yeah, that is the, oh wait, what did I just call that? Oh yeah, the Dairy Queen Brownie Dough Blizzard. Still haven't tried it yet. Okay, next, number four, the Arby's Jamocha Shake. Per large shake, 700 calories, 20 grams of fat, 13 grams of saturated fat, 420 milligrams of sodium, 116 grams of carbs, 15 grams of protein. Arby's has more than just their famous curly fries. If you're in the mood for something sweet, you can choose from their collection of delicious shakes. Unfortunately, these shakes, like most fast food milkshakes, are loaded with calories, sugar, and fat. This frosty chocolate coffee treat packs 700 calories, 97 grams of sugar, and 13 grams of saturated fat. So while it may taste good and give you a little caffeine fix, this shake may be one to leave behind or at least enjoyed in a smaller size. Nothing about what this is saying is turning me off of these. I want to try all of them still. Shake Shack cookies and cream. Oh my gosh. Per shake, 850 calories, 44 grams of fat, 580 milligrams of sodium. I think one of the craziest things whenever I was, I always find it so crazy how something so sweet can have so much salt. How do they do that? Does anyone know? Like ketchup. Ketchup doesn't taste salty at all, but apparently ketchup has tons of sodium. So does Coke. Coca-Cola has tons of sodium. But why do they have so much sodium? Well, I don't know. Okay. Anyways, so according to Lisa Young, author of Finally Full, Finally Slim. Ooh, I might want to read that. Anyways, she says the cookies and cream shake at Shake Shack are no exception, with 86 grams of sugar and more calories than most people eat in an entire meal. Yeah. 850 is actually hard to get to. Oh, that was it for that one. Okay. What number are we on? Well, I don't know what number we're on, but the next one is McDonald's M&M Flurry. 640 calories, 21 grams of fat, 14 grams of saturated fat, and 200 milligrams of sodium, 96 milligrams of 96 grams of carbs and 2 grams of fiber, 13 grams of protein. Young also adds that the McDonald's M&M flurry to her list of worst fast food desserts. These are big, caloric, and full of fat, including artery-clogging saturated fat, as well as tons of added sugar, she explains. This person, Young, this is a doctor, recommends staying away from the most of these ice cream and or custard types of dessert. They often feature candy, chocolate, and other toppings that pack on calories, she says. Okay, well, this part of the article and my presentation about this, I can leave out because everyone knows this is shit. Like, you don't get this just because you're trying to take care of your body. You get it as a treat. I think some people get a little too many treats. but so far, none of these are as big as that Dairy Queen one. Yeah, that Dairy Queen one should have been last because those are... Okay, so the next one is a Dunkin' Frozen Chocolate. Yum. The sodium... Okay, so they all look so good. Per large size, 890 calories, 18 grams of fat, 330 milligrams of sodium, 775 grams of carbs, and 10 grams of protein. I love how some of these have protein in them. I'm a big fan of protein, big protein fan. The sodium and fat in the Dunkin' frozen chocolate may be lower than some of the other desserts on this list, but this drink deals a whopping 158 grams of sugar in one large size, which is over 4 times the daily recommendation sugar limit for men and 6 times the limit for suggested for women. Oh my gosh, have you guys ever had a like intense sugar like spike, like a big spike of sugar? It actually feels horrible. I once had this fudge brownie type of thing in the middle of a long ride. I was in the UK actually riding for like 3 hours and we stopped. And for some reason, I just got this horrible, oh my God, it was the sweetest thing ever. I thought I was having like some sort of like insulin, blood sugar, diabetic sort of like something because I was like dizzy from how much sugar it was. Cause it was from, I went from like eating nothing, well, like from riding and burning calories to like this massive sugar dose. And the next thing I knew, I was like dizzy standing up and stuff. I was like, and I think it's called a hypoglycemic reaction. Don't quote me on that. Apparently the cure for that is actually more sugar or something. And don't quote me on that either. But I think it was a hypoglycemic reaction. It's where your sugar just spikes like crazy and you get dizzy and it almost feels like you're bonking, except you're not because you have so much sugar. It's like the opposite of bonking, but it feels the same is what my understanding is. It was awful. And now, so I'm wondering if I feel like if I were to have one of these days, that would do that for me is, you know, once you step away from some of this stuff for so long, it really does. Like, I feel like all of these would make me feel sick. Like all of them. Oh my gosh, another one, you guys. A&W's M&M Polar Swirl. Okay, per large size, 1,190 calories, 43 grams of fat, 26 grams of saturated fat, 640 milligrams of sodium, 182 grams of carbs, and 24 grams of protein. The M&M Polar Swirl from A&W may taste delicious and satisfy your sweet cravings. However, with a whopping 162 grams of carbs, this is certainly one of the worst fast food desserts out there, along with having almost 6 times the recommended amount of sugar for an entire day. This ice cream dessert also has twice the recommended saturated fat. Yum. Yeah. I think if it's something, if you can drink 1,000 calories in one sitting, your stomach is tough. Oh my gosh. They are getting really bad. I don't know how many more we have left. Oh, this is the last one. We blew through these. Wow, this one looks really bad though. Okay. Culliver's chocolate concrete mixed with Reese's. Oh, that sounds so good. Per large size, 144 calories, 75 grams of fat. I can't get over that 1,400. Did I say 144? I meant 1,440 calories, 75 grams of fat, 682 milligrams of sodium, 170 grams of carbs, and 28 grams of protein. I don't know why, but the protein kind of offsets that. Like 28 grams of protein, that's kind of a lot, right? With over 1,440 calories, almost 40 grams of saturated fat, and 144 grams of sugar, you may be better off skipping this concrete mixer from Koloverse. In fact, you could eat two entire pints of chocolate Häagen-Dazs ice cream and will still not consume as much sugar as there is in the Culver's concrete mixer. Wow. If I had to trade those, I would definitely do two entire pints of chocolate Häagen-Dazs. Guys, this can't feel good after drinking. Like, you can't feel good after drinking this. You can't like drink all this and go like, I feel great. And to think there's people who maybe drink one of these every day. Yeah, don't do that. Or do it. I don't know. Life is super short. Yeah, so those are our 10 most. Those are the 10 worst fast food desserts on the planet. And by the way, it suggests limit saturated fats to 13 grams a day. Well, that was fun. Have you tried any of, has anyone listening to this tried any of those? Because they all look really good. But no, I haven't tried any of those myself personally. In fact, I'm trying to think. I don't think we have a single, do we have a single, no, we do have one, I think we do have a McDonald's. So I live in a very small town, St. Albans, Vermont, and yeah, we have, I'm trying to think, I don't think we have any of these except for the McDonald's. I think that's the only one we have. Yeah, the rest of these I don't have anywhere. I don't think I've seen a Burger King in a year, maybe at the airport. We don't have a White Castle. I don't know if we don't have a Dairy Queen. I don't know if I've ever heard of this Culver's. I've never heard of that. We don't have an Arby's. Yeah. Don't have a Shake Shack. Okay. Well, that was fun. If you have tried one of those, leave a comment and say, I tried one of those. But that was kind of my plan for today's podcast because not much has happened, and I just wanted to get out an episode and a YouTube video. I will start having guests soon. I know I keep saying that. I did want to start talking about some overthinking is horrible. We all know that. And so I want to do a segment on overthinking. I got a book about overthinking. I'll probably save this till the next episode. But I highly recommend everyone join it or everyone order this book. It's called Don't Believe Everything You Think. And it's over there, the author. So I'm not going to get it because it's way over there. Oh, maybe I should get it. I'll put it on my stories. So, but it's this book. It's a life-changing book, apparently. I've only read like the first two pages. But it's a page, it's a book. And I haven't read a book in so long. It's so embarrassing how long it's been since I've actually read a book. It's been a long time. I just don't read. I take that back. What do we constitute as reading? Because I read articles all the time. I read Twitter all the time. You know, I read like Instagram captions all the time. So like, I read little articles, I read reviews. So, I mean, we're technically reading all the time, but just not like sitting down reading a book, which I know is way different. So it's called Don't Believe Everything You Think, and it's about overthinking. And I wanted to share it with everyone because I know that's a massive problem. Everyone overthinks, right? If you don't overthink, I'm jealous. How do you not overthink? Especially nowadays with just hearing so much stuff that can go wrong and, oh, I don't know. But yeah, as far as my training goes, I am currently just have signed up for Ironman Japan, and I cannot wait to explain and share my training and the stories and the stuff that's going along. So I will be doing Ironman Japan on Ironman Japan, September 14th, which will be super fun. I'm super stoked. And I also have basically been wanting to go to Japan. I mean, I've been wanting to go to Japan for forever. Japan is like the top of my list of places to see. So if you have any Japan recommendations and you've been and you're like, oh, well, we heard on Expedia or Travel or somewhere to go to this place, but it wasn't very good, don't go there. Tell me so we can avoid it, because I'm so excited. I know I want to see a capybara, because I know capybaras are from, or they have like capybara cafes in Japan. Are they in Japan? Never mind. That's a South American rodent, isn't it? Isn't it? I don't have anything in front of me. My phone's recording this, and my other phone's upstairs. So I don't have anything in front of me that I can look this up. But I'm pretty sure Japan has a capybara cafe. Well, I mean, technically there's giraffes and stuff and rhinos in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the zoo. So, I mean, it's not out of the... But aren't capybaras South American rodents? Well, anyways, there was a viral capybara cafe in Japan I wanted to go to. There's Arctic... Not Arctic. Yeah, there's monkeys. There's sea monkeys. Well, they're not sea monkeys. They're like Arctic, there's like a big spa apparently, and there's tiny little Arctic snow monkeys that like run around. And I want to see that. And I guess I want to do well at the Ironman there. But I mean, even if you have like a horrible day, which I won't, I'll have a good day. But even if you do have a horrible day, the fact that I get to race an Ironman in Japan is just cool. Like, that's so cool to say you've done that. So... anyways, that's kind of the future. I'm going to be posting my training up into the race, and I will be sharing the journey to my 13th Ironman finish line, because I keep getting asked every time I do something a little different. I'm like, do you still do triathlon? And yes, I do. Last year was abysmal, so I need a redemption year, and that's this year. I know I've gone off kind of a tangent, but really my only idea for the podcast today was this fun list of 10 worst fast food desserts. I wonder if you order these desserts in a different country, if it would be just as, like, it would be bad, but there's no way it would be like 1,440 calories in one sitting bad. Like, come on. Plus, apparently, like, we used, well, in America, supposedly, we use like really, really, what is it called? Processed grain, or like grain processed, horrible sugar for you. Like when people talk about getting Mexican Coca-Cola, like they use, that's like sugar cane. That's like real sugar, is my understanding of it. And so, of course, America, we use the bad stuff. So, I guess in other countries, maybe this is like, yeah, it's like bad for you, but it's not like American bad for you. So anyways, I guess that's my episode today. I'm going to kind of wrap it up. I'm going to do a bonus episode with more fun facts. Do you guys like fun facts? I love fun facts. And so I was thinking of doing like more lists, because this is fun and a way to share my thoughts on interesting stuff I find in the news. And so I might kind of add a segment called 10 Fun Facts with Noodle On with Noel, or something like that. Also, thank you for the response from, I got told that the episode about the weight loss has really, really helped people. And that was like the whole goal. If I even helped one person with reaching their goals to, or start their weight loss journey, and like tell them how I did it versus how I'm very, if I even reached one person, I am grateful. So yeah, I mean, that's really the episode today, you guys. I don't have much more, but that was fun, and I will check in shortly again next week, maybe, or shorter, as I do want to see if I can get some guests on. And I would love to get some guests on. So I want to practice my interview skills. I want to interview people. So submit your request if you want to come on the show. And yeah, this is really unorganized today. They're not all winners. Some are, they can't all be winners. I don't know if this one was my best work, but I love you guys. And thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Noodle On with Noel. If you liked it, please review on Spotify, leave a review on Spotify, my pod page, noodleonwithnoel.com, anywhere that you are listening, and rate and review the show. It helps me quite a bit. Okay. Thank you guys, and I'll chat soon.